Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah says, Hamagdish betoch sadeh shel havero shelo birshut. If somebody's making stacks of grain in his neighbor's field, then he does not have permission to use his neighbor's land to make these stacks of grain. Va'achalatan behem toh shebal ha'bal ha'sadeh. And then the bal ha'bayit's animal comes out, and it eats the grain that was piled over there. Patur, the owner of the field, is not obligated to pay for the eaten grain. It's his land, and somebody put grain over there. They had no right to put grain over there. So therefore, when his animal came out and ate that grain, the owner of the field would not be liable. Vim huska bahen, bal hagadish hayav. If the landowner's animal came out and it got hurt, let's say it slipped on the stacks of grain and it injured its leg, got hurt. In that case, the owner of the stack who put it there, he put a hazard, a board in somebody else's field. He shouldn't have done that, and therefore the owner of that gadish, of that stack of grain, would be liable. He shouldn't have done this without permission. Vim higdish birshut bal hasadeh hayav. But if the person who made the stacks of grain in his neighbor's field, if he had permission to make those stacks of grain, and then the animal came out and that animal ate from those stacks of grain, then the bal hasadeh hayav, the owner of the field, would be obligated to pay for that eaten grain. Once he gives permission for his friend to use his field to make stacks of grain, he's sort of assuming responsibility for his animal, and he would agree, seemingly, to protect these stacks of grain and to ensure that his animal doesn't come eat them, even if he doesn't say so explicitly according to this opinion. He would be hayav to pay for the damage that happened to the grain when his animal ate from it.